Hello, it's Mrs. Obama. How are you?
Oh, Mrs. Obama, our First Lady of the United States of America. I'm so excited to talk to you again. This is Jerry Tolliver.
Jerry, it's great to hear your voice again. How's everything going?
Everything is going. I just left the Board of Elections, and I am happy to report that there is a line around the building.
That's what we want to hear. Ohio is going to be so important. Right now things look good, but we can't take anything for granted. So I'm so glad that you voted early, and a number of people are voting early. Early voting goes through Monday, which is a good thing, right up until Election Day. So people have plenty of time this weekend to, get out there, get in that line, make it happen, and then spend Election Day trying to get other people out to the polls, helping those who may have trouble getting to the polls on Election Day.
Well, that's our plan. Our plan is to galvanize people. So what we've been asking is, if you have a truck, if you have a van, if you have a car, and we've asked people to take a vacation day on Election Day so that we can get people out. And we know how important it is, and we know how important Hamilton County is to the president. We delivered last time. We are definitely going to deliver this time. We're taking people to the souls to the polls. The churches are getting excited about it. And if there was an enthusiasm gap, I don't know where it is, because what I saw today, people are fired up.
Yeah, and that's what we've seen all throughout the country. And it feels so good. And I just want to take the time to just thank you, your listeners, your whole team, everybody who I know has been working for months and months. And it means so much, not just to me and the president, but, there is an important set of choices that will be impacted by this election. Whether our economy will continue to recover, because it is in fact recovering. Whether or not we keep health care, because so many families are benefiting from health reform. How we take care of our troops and our military families, getting our troops home from Afghanistan, dealing with climate change. All of this the president is tackling, and we need to make sure that he's got four more years to finish that job. So there's a lot on the line, and we're just so blessed to have such great supporters throughout the state. So we are, we are fired up and ready to go.
We are proud of you. We are proud of the president. We have the president's back. We know what he's done. We know what tremendous odds he's had to face. We know that he is the right choice for this country. And we're not going to turn this country back. We're going to move forward. And the president, we will be with him all the way.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, we just got a few more days.
We do.
And then we will get back to work, because Barack and I are ready to work. There's so much that we want to get done, and we want to keep making life better for all those out there who often don't have a voice in this process, making sure that people understand that in the United States, if you work hard and you do what you're supposed to do, you can have a fair shot at the American dream. Folks don't want much. They just want it fair, and that's what we're going to keep working to do.
And I know the president is going to deliver, and I know that you are right there beside him. We're so proud of both of you. And I know you have a limited amount of time, but I just want to say one more thing. When this is all said and done, and when the president is reelected, you and I will have to sit down in the White House and just have a girlfriend chat, okay?
I would love that, because we've got more to talk about, and I want to stay connected as we confront these next set of issues, just making sure that you, listeners, that people understand, what's going on, and some of the best ways to do that is just sitting down and having a good old girlfriend talk.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, Jerry.
All right,
take care.
Bye-bye.